Whether you are starting a business or running a business, maybe you're producing a podcast like The Kara Golden Show. Let's face it, it's always way harder than one might expect. Lots of little details, meticulous planning, producing product, guest coordination, editing, promoting each episode. It's all a ton of work. Managing merchandise, managing cases and book sales too, layer after layer of complexity. And if you're like me, looking for ways to operate more efficiently and effectively is the name of the game. That's why I'm going to let you in on a little secret. ShipStation, the tool that is here to help you, and you need to know all about it. With ShipStation, you can integrate with all the places you sell online, optimize your shipping, save costs and time. Personally, ShipStation has been a lifesaver for me. Its automation features allow me to manage orders from anywhere and print shipping labels with just a click. Seriously, it's that easy. And the cost savings? Unbelievable. With discounts up to 89% off carrier rates, you can't go wrong. Significant savings. And who doesn't want that? An easy-to-use dashboard, robust reporting. Oh, and did I mention that over 130,000 companies have leveraged ShipStation to grow their businesses? Not much churn either. 98% of them stay with ShipStation because it truly works. ShipStation is it. So if you're ready to streamline your shipping process and focus more on what you love, head over to ShipStation.com, the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code KARA to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code KARA. Use code KARA for a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code KARA.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Kara Golden Show. Today, we are joined by Elaine Glass, who is the author of Get Quiet. And if you have not read Get Quiet yet, it is a brand new book, so you're not too far behind, but it's definitely a terrific guide to turn down the volume and tune into the voice of your soul. So hopefully that is exactly what you are needing. And more than anything, I loved this book. It was so great. I've known Elaine for a while and have been so inspired by her. And I'm so excited to bring what she is doing and what everything that she's so knowledgeable about to all of you. So Get Quiet, as I said, is a terrific book. And when we make time for quiet moments, we grow our ability to hear these messages. And that is exactly what Elaine hopefully will share with us today. So welcome, Elaine.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you today.
Absolutely. Well, I am honored because it was such a terrific book. And as you know, our primary audience is really founders, C-suite executives, or people hoping that they're going to be C-suite executives in the future. But definitely everybody knows that they need that downtime, that quiet time. They need that time to find their soul. And when I read your book, I was so excited that you finally wrote one. It just made me think about how much this can be so helpful to people. So can you give us just a brief overview of the book? And also, why did you decide to write it now?
Yes. Well, I believe that we all have a soul's mission. And when people have come to me and asked me as their coach, I have a problem and I need a solution. I always respond with, well, are you saying yes to your soul's calling? And I wrote this book because I wasn't years ago saying yes to it. I wasn't quiet enough to hear my own soul's calling. And the thousands of people that I have sat with one-on-one, they also were not tuned in enough in a lot of ways to hear their soul's calling. So how does that display? It displays with disease, with depression, with pain in our bodies. When we are not staying true and saying yes to this soul's calling, it affects our lives. And so I wanted to write this book to inspire people to get quiet in the way that I show in the book so that they can actually tune in and hear why they are meant to be here on the planet.
In today's world, which I will admit can at times seem filled with too much of the wrong information, it's essential to find a good source that truly gets to the heart of what I want to know. I am super excited about our next sponsor, as I've been a big fan of their content for some time now. That sponsor is The Washington Post. Their depth on topics from business to tech isn't just impressive, it's essential reading for me. Whether I'm catching up on the latest tech trends or understanding how the day's news truly impacts my family, The Washington Post is my trusted source. Let's talk specifics. Their business and tech coverage, absolutely top-notch. Just imagine having the most insightful articles at your fingertips, including the unparalleled AI reporting from Drew Harwell or the pulse on tech and online culture from Taylor Lorenz. And the best part? You can listen to articles just like you listen to this podcast, making it perfect for your busy lifestyle. I was just reading an article from one of my favorite Washington Post writers, Frances Stead Sellers. She covers entrepreneurs like myself, but also covers other interesting topics, including health, as well as some very interesting books. I also love getting their For You newsletter, which is their roundup of stories tailored just for my interests, right in my inbox every evening. The Washington Post app is super well done, I think, and makes it incredibly easy to stay up to date and follow my favorite journalists on the go. And if you ever thought that the Washington Post is just about politics, think again. They cover everything under the sun, from climate and culture to crosswords and cooking, providing a world of surprising stories and vital insights. Okay, enough of the love fest that I have for the Washington Post. Here's the deal. Being a listener of the Kara Golden Show has its benefits, and this one is too good to miss. Now is the time to sign up for the Washington Post. Go to washingtonpost.com/Kara Golden to subscribe for just 50 cents per week for your first year. That's 80% off their typical offer. So this is truly a steal. Once again, that's washingtonpost.com/Kara Golden to subscribe for just 50 cents per week for your first year.
So you discuss the benefits of embracing silence and mindfulness. I couldn't agree more, but what are some of the tangible ways that incorporate this practice into your daily lives? And like, name an example of how somebody does this.
Well, the first thing they can do is know that they are on autopilot. Mm-hmm. And to wake up to the truth of our lives. So a lot of times we lie to ourselves that everything's okay when it's not. So the first step is to just say, okay, I need to wake up. Things aren't working here. And the first thing that I did, and I show my clients, is to tune into your body, to nurture your body. It all starts with nurturing our bodies and making sure that we are healthy in the matter in which we are living in. Our soul is having a human experience, but it needs the human to be healthy in order for it to guide us along our way. So the first step is to nurture the body. And as you know, in the book, it's not about running marathons. It's not about forcing our bodies in unhealthy ways. We're here to shake our bodies awake. And we do that in a very gentle way. It could be yoga, qigong, Pilates, anything just to start moving our bodies in a beautiful, natural way.
Do you have to do that in a quiet way? I mean, is that something, like, I know people will, for example, put headphones in. Do you recommend that? Or do you think that that is your time that you're incorporating and helping your soul to get quiet? Do you think it's an important time to just totally disconnect?
A lot of people think that getting quiet means sitting in solitary. That's not what this quiet is. This is a very active quiet. So, for instance, if you're in a Pilates class and there are six other people in that class, you know Pilates is all about tuning in to every muscle in your body and connecting to just very small parts of your body and also mainly your breath. That's why it was even invented, because Joseph Pilates had a breathing problem. So Pilates is all about connecting with your breath. And so I did Pilates for years and still do. And even though I'm in a place where there's other people, it's being present to the actual thing that you're doing and not being mindless while you're doing it. It's all about presence here. When we're present to our life, we connect to our soul's calling.
That's so true. So many people struggle with incorporating stillness and kind of finding time within their busy schedules. You're a coach in your normal life, right? What do you share with people about how do you incorporate this? Like, how do you find time to really do it? Do you tell people like the same time every day? Or, I mean, what is sort of a strategy to get people to be able to start this?
When we wake up to what's not working in our lives, that's where we can pinpoint where we need to start. And so the time that you take with driving in your car and knowing that instead you can have the radio off or the radio on, that's your choice. So that would be a way to start this process. And in terms of taking time to get quiet, I mean, this is your life. This is your soul's mission here. And if you can't take the time for even 5 minutes to get present to your life, then there's a problem. And Kara, I used to be in healthcare, and for over 20 years, I sat with over 40,000 patients one-on-one. And I can tell you that after that experience, I mean, think of it. That's a stadium full of human beings that I was able to connect to, that I was able to see what medications they were on. I was able to see their mental, emotional issues. I was able to have my hands hovering over their bodies and feeling the energy of the body. And in that moment, after that career, a coach of mine said, Elaine, what did you learn from sitting with all of those people one-on-one and seeing humanity? And I said, I just want people to get quiet. I didn't really know what that meant at the time. But I had a patient, Jeff, who was dying from cancer. And I said, Jeff, what are you learning right now that you can share with me? And he said, I just don't want you to wait to do what you really want to do. Don't wait.
Yeah. And that's a powerful statement. So it, like, don't wait, because I think that if you wait until it's too late, you know, nobody wants that. So I think incorporating this into your life while you're listening to this, while you're, you know, figuring out that you don't actually have any quiet time during your day. That's such an important piece of this. One of the key themes in your book is the importance of self-reflection, which definitely I think a lot of people need to kind of look at in order to get in touch with their soul what comes to mind, or how do you navigate that?
Well, self-reflection, I love the term contemplative learning. When we can contemplate our life and learn from our insights. And that only happens when we're very in tuned to everyday occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay awake, Kara. This is what get quiet means, is to stay awake, to pay attention to our life. And so self-reflection can only happen when we're paying attention, when we're awake. And actually, I wrote this book on total self-reflection for over 3 years. And I write a lot. And I've actually kept a journal since I was 16. And all of my writings, based on my reflecting of certain conversations I've had with someone, what were the outcomes? The positive, the negative, anything I could possibly do to reflect on the day and pay attention to really what was happening and my involvement in any situation, I wrote about. And the last 3 years, my soul's mission found me.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that quiet reflection, it actually found me. And it is here to find you too. It's waiting to find you in the quiet, contemplative learning.
So when I say the words quiet activism, what comes to mind for you?
I feel like getting quiet saves your life.
Uh-huh.
I have seen it save my life, and I've seen it save other people's lives. So the activism is this urgency. It's this urgency to wake us up and to know that we are here for this higher purpose. And I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening saying, well, I'm on purpose, and I know you are. And what about even upping that? Getting to the next level of that soul's calling. That's my challenge.
So beyond your own story, can you share any other stories where you've seen that somebody really took control and got quiet and found their soul when they were that busy executive who didn't know how to find time to do this, but they did, and how their life changed?
Oh, wow. There are a lot of stories. I'm particularly sensitive to single moms because I was a single mother. Mm-hmm. For 10 years. And when I can support a single mother who just wants to be the healthiest they possibly can be, mind, body, and soul for their children, that lights me up big time. So there was a client of mine, Lisa, and she was so bogged down in the corporate world that she didn't even have time to be present with her kids. And we know that kids need to be heard, to be seen, and to be valued, to be healthy human beings. And she didn't even have time for that. We also know that kids need great imitators because they're great imitators. So let's show them something great to imitate. She was not able to do that. I helped her get quiet in the paths that I explain in the book, which are nurture your body, get your environment healthy, get your mindset healthy, make sure you're resting. And then what happens after all of that, that she experienced, she felt so much more grounded in who she was, that soul's mission was coming to her loud and clear. She started to dream again, even bigger, like what could be possible for her beyond just the corporate world. And then what happens to a lot of people at that point after you start, when you start dreaming big, is your intuition gets elevated big time. And that intuition is what colors in the details of your soul's mission. So she went from not being able to be present with her kids to finding a brand new career that she had longed for, that was just wanting to find her. And she found a new career in actually being a writer, a travel writer, which was her dream for years. So her whole life changed when you tune in this way. Her kids, their relationship got better. She and her husband's relationship got better. Her health got better. Getting quiet saves our lives.
So maybe somebody's sitting here listening and wondering if they've already found this quiet, right? That maybe they're thinking, well, I listen to a meditation every morning. I go walking or running, but I still don't feel like I'm quiet. What would you say to them?
I feel like they are quiet enough to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about the fear that our minds can grasp onto. That voice that prattles on incessantly in our minds. Or you can trust that even in those midday walks, those hikes, those times of quiet in your car, you can actually tune in to these quiet voices that are loving, that are guiding, that are subtle. And that's why it's so important to have those quiet moments, because the voice is so quiet and so subtle. I remember the very first time this soul's mission found me. I was at a labyrinth at a retreat center. I was walking in the desert in circles, thinking I was like actually going crazy, but I was desperate to hear these messages for myself. And this is what I do for other people. I take them out into the quiet so they can actually hear these subtle messages that are guiding us, that are just waiting to find us so that we can go on this soul's journey and this soul's mission. And I believe that when we find our purpose as human beings, that's what unites us as humans. That is the unifying factor. And that is my mission in life, is to help people find their soul's mission, to help people find their purpose, so that we can all be in it together as humanity. And this unification that happens not only within ourselves, but then radiates outward to everyone. And I know that's a big soul's mission, but it is my mission. And when that mission finds you, Kara, as you know, because your mission's found you, it's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because you're definitely, I mean, it's scary in many ways, because I think when you have the right mission, you're also not just serving yourself, but you're probably serving other people.
And that's the whole game,
mm-hmm.
is to serve other people. It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about you to find your soul's mission. But then it's all about sharing that. That's why we're here. If we don't have that, I don't know what else there is.
Yeah, so interesting. So best advice for listeners, obviously buy the book, but best advice for listeners who are, you know, kind of in this place where they're listening to this, maybe they're pretty confident that they're, you know, they've got a meditation practice in place, they've got a yoga practice in place or not. Like, what is kind of the first thing that you really want people to understand that and take away from this interview?
Get quiet is not about yoga, meditation. This is very different. My process is completely different because, like I said, my soul's mission, my muse found me and created something completely unique. And so what I would tell them is start to read Get Quiet. Start to follow the paths that I took, that I have guided hundreds of my clients on. It is a unique, prescriptive, beautiful way to be able to finally find yourself again, to finally be able to tune in to who you are so that you know your mission. When we don't know our mission, our life is just not, it just doesn't go right. So I would say the first step, read Get Quiet. Read the first chapter. The minute you land in the first chapter, you're going to be able to breathe easy and sink in to knowing exactly how to find your soul's mission.
I couldn't agree more. And it is so, it's such a terrific, not just inspiration, but also tool. The frameworks in there, as you discussed, are a lot of what you do in your practice, but definitely is a terrific guide to really help set you in the right direction. So we'll have all the info in the show notes too, but thank you so much, Elaine, for joining us. Elaine Glass, author of Get Quiet. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.